It is time for our Tibbetts Talk, and for the Tibbetts, their annual meeting coming up later this month is going to be kind of a combined virtual and in-person event, and actually that'll be kind of the handing over of the gavel, I guess, so to speak, to the new leadership at the Tibbetts as well. Rick Merrill, the outgoing board president, joining us in the studio, along with Christine Delaney, executive director. It's been a fun time for you on the board, right?
Oh, it's been very enjoyable, Ken, the last 3 years especially, just seeing all the different things that are going on, taking new approaches to different shows, looking new venues that we had to do last year. So very exciting.
All right, we'll talk a little more about that here in a second. This last year obviously was a lot different, obviously. And that's kind of what you guys will recap at the annual board meeting coming up on the 28th then, right?
That's correct. So just a quick overview, obviously. Everyone knows we were closed for a long time, but when you actually look at some of the numbers of that, last fiscal year, we were busy 294 days out of the year, and that's any kind of activity related to an event or a show. Rehearsals, you know, auditions, the, you know, everything, and the performances themselves. This year, it was 107 days, so it was a huge, drastic change. We lost 50 events.
Yeah, obviously, people think of summer theater and some of those other concerts and those kinds of things, but there's also a lot of children's programming that goes on throughout the year, and obviously with schools being closed and those kinds of things, you weren't able to do that either.
No, and again, that's, you know, we measure how many people we're reaching, and we can't count how many people by extension may have tuned into some of our online events, but the in-person events, last year we went from 10,000, over 10,000, to 2,600 kids. Our overall attendance went from over 30,000 to just over 10,000. So basically it's a third of our business that was last year.
Nice thing, Rick, though, is that folks recognize that and have been supporting you guys in a lot of different ways through membership, other donations, and when you did online events, to buying the tickets for that too. So there still is a huge support for the Tibbetts in the community, even though you weren't able to open the actual theater doors.
That's right, Ken. I can't say enough about how the sponsors for our shows stepped right up and said, nope, no problem, and just transferred on to, for example, summer theater. No problem. Let's go ahead and do it. Then you had other community supporters jump right on that bandwagon, too. It was, I just can't say enough about the community support for the theater.
Well, and you guys did a board challenge in the fall, too, of board members themselves put their money where their mouths were in this, too, and challenged the community, and that was a great success as well, financially.
Oh, it was, in fact. Again, people joined in and actually said, well, we'll match whatever this person matches, and so it just built, and we got more than we had expected. So, and it kept the theater staff running and thinking about what we're doing for this coming year.
Yeah. You're not a native son of Coldwater. I mean, your wife's a native of the Coldwater area, but you're not. So why for you? Why the connection? What's so special about the Tibbetts, and why is it so special for the community as you've seen it?
Well, the long story short is Kathy was still working, got asked to be on the board, couldn't, volunteered my name. And I said yes, because it's just a great way to meet people. I enjoy going to the theater. Not a theater buff per se, but enjoyed all the entertainment, the different aspects of it. And again, the key thing was meeting people, getting to know the community a lot better.
What about the Tibbetts itself in the community? What have you seen the impact of that organization, you know, more than just the building being there for rentals?
Well, they offer so much, whether it be, like you mentioned, for the schools, the kids. There's numerous memories that have been generated by being right on the stage, all the way up through what Tibbetts been promoting during the different fests that we have, having activities to coincide with that. They just do a lot to help bring entertainment and culture back to the community.
You'll hand off the gavel to Chris Dunbrock, who will take over as president. Now, have you actually performed on stage at the Tibbetts?
No.
You have not. Chris has, though. So he's done community theater stuff in the past.
Yes.
I think he did some summer theater stuff maybe, too. So he's got a little slightly different take on it than you would. So
that's right. And that's that's one of the best things. Some of the things, it was totally foreign to me. When they'd start talking about it in a board meeting, I said, what's that? Now, whereas Chris will have a different take on it, and he'll have some new board members who will also have different takes. So we'll be able to take another, again, a little different, fresh look, mm-hmm. and make sure that we're doing the right thing.
Yeah, well represented through the community, not only from geographically, but as far as job skills and what people bring to it, age-wise and perspective of, you know, some have kids, some don't have kids, those kinds of things. So in an organization, you really want that.
You do. You need that, and you need the aspect for that different people bring into it. Plus, we're going to have a new artistic director,
mm-hmm.
who will bring another fresh look.
There you go. Peter Riopelle will be taking, or has taken over for summer theater for that. So then the annual meeting coming up on the 28th, Thursday, that's a combination in person and virtual, right?
Right. So we will do it in the theater, socially distanced. We can be open according to the latest governor's order. We won't have the usual reception ahead of time. We're not doing any kind of special presentations like we've done about the history or anything. So it's really just the meeting. But it is available also, if you want to join us online, you just have to call the theater or email us in order to get the link. We're not publishing that link. We're making sure that it's connected to those who are members, who are truly the supporters of Tibbetts.
All right. The Tibbetts annual meeting coming up Thursday, January 28th. In the studio with us is outgoing board president Rick Merrill, along with Christine Delaney, executive director, on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.